Good morning.
Good morning.
I am so grateful to the God of heaven who has blessed us to come together again to serve God in this manner as we have. I am just thrilled to death to be here. I thank God. I thank you for inviting me to come and share what little knowledge I have from the Word of God on the topic, the priority of prayer. My home is here at Creekwood. Almost 2 years ago, I came here during the spring. Although I live just one street over from the building, this is my home. When I first came here, I remember our secretary, Dawn. I just didn't know how I would be accepted. I just didn't know what to think or how to feel. But when she met me at the door, I saw this bright face that was so full of joy and love. And as she walked me down the hall to where the classroom would be, I looked off into the classroom and I said, "Thank you, precious." And she went on to the office because she's our secretary, the best that I've ever seen. And then as I walked off into the room, there was Miss Sue Hawkins, who was pulling out a chair and putting it by where she was sitting. And she said, "Hey, come here, sit right here by me. Sit right here." I lost at least 85% of my anxieties then because I knew that I was among people that was filled with love. Then I looked to the left of me as I was walking into the room, and I saw this lady with this pretty face that had on bright red lipstick. And she looked at me and she smiled. Her name was Sister Sarah Sargent. And I have remembered these people from that very first day. Later on, others warmed up to me. I remember Miss Carolyn. Miss Carolyn was kind of shy at first. But then I noticed that one day she got up on me. She don't talk that much. Don't say very much at all. But what she did say, she said it by way of action. She called me and she hugged me. And I felt just like a little child that needed nourishment. She was so good to me. I appreciate you here. Every Wednesday morning at our Bible classes, there is always love, laughter, fun, and food. And Sister Sargent's husband is an excellent teacher. He knows that Bible. And if you are ever in need of any kind of growth spiritually, you can get it here at Creekwood. I admire the fact that our minister in the evening time, he takes time with the little children. They have their time before we even have service in the evening time. And I notice when the children are singing songs, it's the first time I've ever seen anything like that. If I had known that it exists when my children were coming up, they would have been here. And as they sang, "Jesus loves me," someone is doing sign language. Our children are the future of the church. We want them to have the best of everything. The best education, the best cars, the best homes, the best husbands. We need to try to provide them with the best spiritual education that they can possibly have. Creekwood, I want to say thank you so much for all that you have bought me from in my little time here with you. You have really bought me from some rough places. And I know that each time an individual stands here of a certainty, when they say good things about this congregation, it's not because it is a part of a speech, but it is because it is true. Thank you, Creekwood. Thank you, Andrew Street, for supporting me in this effort. When I first learned that I was going to be doing speaking, I called Sister Daisy Green, someone that I have in high regard. And I said, "Oh my God, he just called me and asked me to do a lesson at the 2020 Spiritual Enrichment. Wait a minute, Holy, calm down. What are you talking about?" I texted her, and I couldn't call. I was so nervous, I texted her. I said, "You have to talk to me. And if you have to talk to me," that's what I text her, "you have to talk to me." And so she called me on the phone and she gave me all of the encouragement that I needed to be here today. Would you bow with me, please? Father in heaven, we thank you for all of your blessings. We thank you for food, for raiment, for shelter, for health, and for strength. We thank you for Christ Jesus, who gave his life on the cross that we through him might be saved. Heavenly Father, go with us this hour. Forgive us of our sins. Hide us behind the cross of Christ. Deliver us, God, from all evil. Bless those who are ill, wherever they are, all over the world, but especially the household of faith. Be with us at this hour, Heavenly Father. Call to remembrance the things that have been studied. Be with us, Heavenly Father. Give us the strength, the knowledge, and the understanding that we need to do the things that are pleasing and acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. The topic that has been given to me for today is the priority of prayer. Prayer is the means by which a child of God is able to communicate with the Heavenly Father. Is prayer a priority? Prayer is necessary to achieve the Christian walk of life. The Christian walk of life means that you are dedicated, that you are devoted, that you love God, and that you are interested in serving him in the manner that he asks you to serve him. Daniel understood this in Daniel chapter 6. King Darius chose 120 princes. And over those 120 princes, he chose 7 presidents. And these were to give an account for the king so that he would have no losses or no damages. Daniel was the preferred. And Daniel had a life of excellence. And the king thought to put Daniel over all of the providence of his kingdom. The satraps sought occasion against Daniel. And they came together and they decided that what they would do was find a way to eliminate Daniel because he was faithful to God, because Daniel was faithful and dedicated to God through his prayer life. They said, we won't find anything against him because he's faithful. So what we are going to have to do is we are going to have to find something against him by the laws of his God. So they came together and they decided, we're going to make this decree. The decree went like this, that any man who prayed to any man or God within 30 days save the king, he would be thrown into the den of lions. So they wrote up the decree. They took it to King Darius. King Darius, not knowing what was going on, that Daniel didn't have anything to do with it, he signed a decree. Daniel, when he knew that the decree had been signed, went into his house facing Jerusalem, kneeled on his knees, prayed 3 times a day like he had done before. And when the satraps came in and found Daniel praying, what they did was went straight to King Darius. And they said, King, did not you sign the decree that said that if any man either prayed or gave a petition to man or God, save you, O king, that he would be placed in the den of lions? And the king said, yes, it has been signed, and this cannot be altered, because it was a decree made according to the Medes and the Persians. And the king, when he found out that it was Daniel, that they had sought occasion against, he was sorrowful. And he worked until the going down of the sun to try to exonerate Daniel, but he could not. And the satraps returned with the same statement condemning Daniel. King Darius ordered and had Daniel thrown into the lion's den. But he said this to him, your God, in whom you continually serve, he will save you from the mouth of the lion. And they threw Daniel in the lion's den. And they placed a stone on the mouth of the cave. And it was sealed with the signet of the king and with the signet of his lords. And the king that night, he went to the palace, didn't have anything to eat. No music was brought before him. And he could not sleep
all night long. So the king rose early that morning, went down to the dungeon. With a lamenting voice, he called to Daniel and said, Daniel, the God that you serve, is he able continually to save you from the mouths of the lion? And I like the way Daniel answered, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angels, and he has closed the mouths of the lion. Because inasmuch as there has been found innocency in me towards God and towards you, I have no hurt, O king. And the king had Daniel brought up out of the lion's den. And those who had sought occasion against him, they were placed in the den, them and their families. Not only was Daniel delivered because of his prayer life with God, but King Darius also made a decree that said, in my kingdom, every man is going to honor the God of Daniel. This was a pagan king that said, I now make a decree that every man in my kingdom, you will fear Daniel's God, because Daniel's God is the true and living God.
Praise God.
And when you pray, pray with the spirit of humility. Be humble when you pray. Although we know that our Father loves us, and we can have an open communication with him, like you do your own father. Talk to him like you would a friend. One thing is for certain, though. We need to always remember that we are the created, and that our Father is the creator. Luke's Gospel, chapter 18 and verse 9. Jesus gives an illustration or a parable of those who thought that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a Republican. And the Pharisee prayed thus with himself, and he said, Father, I thank you. I'm not like other men, unjust, adulterers, extortioners. And even like this Republican, I fast twice a week, and I give a tenth of all that I have. And the publican stood afar off, could not so much as lift his eyes up to heaven. But he smote on his chest and said, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Jesus said, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified.
Amen.
Rather than the Pharisees.
That's right. Right.
Proverbs 16:18. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. We remember the story of Haman, how he had exalted himself, went, made a gallows for someone else's neck, and in the end, he received what he planned for someone else. Ready to ride a horse that was prepared for Mordecai, one of the Israelite children. God is able to rescue you from all of your problems, but you must have a good prayer life.
Amen.
You must have a relationship with God through love, through devotion, through prayer, through humility. James 5, the Bible says, humble yourself under the mighty hands of God, and he will exalt you in due season or in due time. And when you are dedicated and devoted, when you are humble in this manner like that, pray and ask that God's will be done in your life.
Amen.
Thy will be done is what Jesus said in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 26. As he was about to go to the cross of Calvary, Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane takes with him Peter, the two sons of Zebedee. Sit ye here while I go yonder and pray. Or sit here while I go over there and pray. Jesus goes for a second time, falls on his face, and he prays. He's heavy, and he says, Father, if this cup won't pass from me, except I drink it,
thy will be done.
Amen.
John's Gospel, chapter 12. Jesus had the same heaviness of heart. He knew that he had to go to the cross, die, be buried, and rise again for the sins of the world.
Oh, yes.
Again, he's headed, and he says, Father, save me from this hour. But then what shall I say? For this cause came I into the world. I came into the world to die on the cross, be buried, and rise the third day so that the world through me might be saved.
All right.
This Amen. Is the confidence, 1 John 5:14, that we have.
Oh, yes.
If we ask anything according to God's will,
Amen.
God hears us.
Amen.
That means that we receive an answer Amen. For the things that we ask for. If it's according to the Father's will.
Amen.
Sometimes your answer is no. The only prayer that's not answered is the one that you have not prayed. If you have not prayed it in faith, there's no need in searching for an answer. When you pray, ask God for wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. Proverbs 4:7. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all of your getting, get an understanding.
Amen.
King Solomon, 1 Kings chapter 3, after King David, his father, had died, he took his father's place, reigned on the throne. And God came to him in a dream and said, ask me what you will. Tell me what you want. Solomon rehearsed that his father had been blessed by God. And he says, now I am in his stead. I am but a child. I don't know how to go in and how to come out. This is a great people. Who is able to discern right from wrong with this amount of people? Grant thy servant an understanding heart to judge the people. And the Lord was pleased with what Solomon requested.
Oh, yes.
Solomon was given wisdom above anybody in the earth, before him and after him.
Amen.
Because you didn't ask for wealth, long life, and even the life of your enemy, you are going to be honored among men.
Amen.
God bless Solomon. Because of his prayer. Sometimes we need to pray and we need to ask God to give us the understanding that we need to make the decisions that are before us.
That's right.
We need to encourage one the other to pray. Wisdom is that which gives us the ability to make the proper decision. James 1:5, he says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask. You got to ask. Ask of God who giveth generously and does not find fault, and it shall be given to him.
Amen.
Wisdom is the ability to execute knowledge. It is the ability to put forth what you know in its proper perspective. And when you pray, make sure that you are living the life that you should. Make sure that you are walking in the light as he is in the light. Song that says, be a light, be a bright and shining light. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven.
Amen.
The life you live reflects what type of answer you are going to receive from our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Your prayers are needed when your families are sick. Your children need you when they are going through peer pressure. You are going to have to keep your life in line with the will of the Lord by living the light that is in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Live a good life for God.
so that you can do what Hezekiah did in Isaiah 38. I often read that one because I've never seen a blessing so great than for a person to be able to pray to God on a deathbed. Then in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and he said, set your house in order. You are going to die and live not. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall. Said, Lord, I want you to remember how I walked upright in your sight and done that which is right. And Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and he wept sore. God spoke to Isaiah again, said, turn around and go back and tell Isaiah, I've heard his prayer. I've seen his tear. Tell him that I've added to him 15 more years. Not only that, I'm going to give you the victory with the war with the Assyrians. God is able to help us when we are living the way that we should. When we are doing what we are supposed to be doing as Christians. Mm-hmm. When we love one another. That is how people know who we are. When we have the love that we should. One for another. Mm-hmm. So might all men know that you are my disciples. Because you have love. One for another. That's what I saw when I was here. Was love. Don't worry. Philippians 4 and 6 says. Sometimes we worry too much. About things that we have no control over. There's a saying that says. Lord help me. To do the things that I have the power to do. And help me not to worry about the things that I don't. And then help me to understand the difference. There is a difference. Those that you can do, you pray to the Father about and you get up and you move out and you do it. It requires action on your part. There are some things that are left in the hands of the Almighty God. And there is nothing you can do to change it. Pray and leave it in the hands of the Lord. Don't turn around and pick it back up. 1 Peter 5, cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. God cares for you. You are his child. Prayer is a privilege for the children of God. We are blessed to be able to have a relationship with the Father in heaven. Let us live in a manner. Let us do things in a way wherewith our prayers can go beyond the ceilings. We want God to hear what we are saying. We want God to answer our prayers. Our children need us. Our friends who have not obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ need us. Our husbands need us. This is a privilege that is given to us as the children of God. Ephesians 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The world receives blessings, but spiritual blessings are in Christ Jesus. The privilege of prayer belongs to the children of God. And if you have love, if you are doing what you should be doing, if you are saying, thy will be done, if you are humble when you approach God, if you ask God for wisdom to help you with the things
that you cannot decide which way to go. He will be there for you.
All right.
God is able to deliver you from the mouths of the lions. He is able to deliver you from giants like God did King David, the giant Goliath. There are some things in our life that will be like Goliaths to us. We're not able to handle them, but there is nothing too big for God. With God, we can do all things. Without him, we can do nothing. Take it to the Lord in prayer and leave it there. Live to love. Prayer is necessary to achieve the Christian walk of life. Without prayer, we are unable to do anything. Confess our faults, James 5, one to another. Pray one for another that you might be healed. When you pray, pray a fervent prayer. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. There will be results for the children of God who are praying from the depths of their soul and in sincerity, in warmth, in love, and in trust. If you don't trust God when you pray, then don't pray. Proverbs 3 and 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge God, and God will direct your steps. He will show you which way to go. Let him guide you. Let him show you which way to go through prayer. Understand that God is all power and that we serve a God who spoke the world into existence. Genesis chapter 1, and God said, and the Bible said it was so. It was so. The world was framed without anything that we see, anything that we know of. Houses are built with lumber, wood, mortar, ceilings made from plywood, sheetrock. God said, let there be light. And it was so. When you pray, understand that we serve a God that spoke the world in which we live into existence. God is able to deliver you through prayer. He's able to deliver your children, your husband, your friends, whoever is in need of prayer. Elias was a man in James 5 who suffered like passions as we have. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. Can you imagine the drought? No rain, 3 years, 6 months. But he prayed again, and the heavens were open, and the earth brought forth its fruit. You have to pray fervently with a sincere and honest heart, loving God with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength. Let prayer be a priority in your life.
Amen.
It is the means of your survival. It is the means wherewith you walk, you breathe, and you have your very existence. God is. We are the created. And one day, we're going to have to leave this life. And when we leave it, we want to make sure that we've done everything that we can to keep a relationship with our Father, which art in heaven. Relationships down here come and go. But one with the Father is necessary. at all times. It is necessary to achieve the Christian walk of life. You're going to have trials. You are going to have troubles and tribulations. There will be good times. There will be bad times. But if you have the Father, if you have a good prayer line with God, then everything will be all right. Mighty bad wind don't change. Mighty bad wind. When is prayer not a priority? Is there ever a time that prayer is not a priority? Well, let's see. You were born and raised in California. You've decided you want to go home for a while. And you love Yosemite Park. And this morning, you have packed your tuna salad sandwich, of which you have some crisp lettuce, nice juicy tomatoes. And you are sitting there in Yosemite Park. You're about to have that fresh sandwich that you have made, which is on the menu. All of a sudden, as you began to bite on that sandwich that's on the menu, you look up, there's a 13-foot grizzly bear who has about 6 inches claws. And all of a sudden, you have become your tuna salad sandwich. You are now what's on the menu. What do you do? Do you sit there and pray? I guess I'm going to stop and pray. I'm in trouble here. Yes, you are. Drop that sandwich and hope that bear comes get it and give you a chance to haul off and run. Get the running and pray while you are running. Doesn't mean that prayer isn't the priority. God understands all things. If you are not living, you won't be here to pray. You start running and pray that that sandwich has taken his attention for a few minutes to give you time to get away. Make your escape. Prayer is a priority. 1 Thessalonians 5, I like the young lady here. She was sharp on it. Real sharp. I like people that are sharp with the Bible. And she was real sharp when he came with 1 Thessalonians 5:17. And he got it, you know, he missed it there. She wasn't trying to correct him or anything. It's just one of those things that if it's up there, it's going to fall out. And it did with her. Yeah, pray without ceasing. That's what it said. And she said it. I said, that's exactly what it said, sweet pea. That's in my lesson. That's what it said. And it doesn't mean that you walk around all day long with your head bowed, praying, praying, praying. It just means to have a mind of prayer, to be prayerful minded. Like Daniel, when he had his three times a day that he communicated with the Father in heaven. How is our prayer life? Do we pray like we should? Are we close to our Father? It's the way wherewith we communicate with him. We can't see him. God is a spirit. Isn't that what John 4:24 said? God is a spirit. They that worship him must do so how? In spirit and in truth. From the heart and according to the scriptures. Pray for your friends. Pray for those who are not members of the body of Christ. In closing, I want to say, I love you so much. Thank you so much for listening to me. I appreciate your presence. And always remember 1 Peter 3:12. The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. Thank you.